Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The president is standing by Brett Kavanaugh, and many believe that he's going to continue to stand by Brett Kavanaugh no matter what the evidence, if there is any new evidence presented next Monday, right? Both Professor
supposed to be hearing from them both.
Christine Blasey Ford and Brett Kavanaugh will be testifying under oath. One pro-Trump political operative who worked with the president during the 2016 campaign said a withdrawal, meaning a withdrawal of Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court, would be disastrous. You take away the whole, quote, we're sick of winning message. That's a huge marquee top line loss. You know, stating the obvious, a lot of people voted for President Trump primarily because of the Supreme Court and the ability to tilt the court firmly to the right for a generation to come. I have a lot of friends, a lot of relatives who may not like all of the president's tweets, but they rationalize that by saying, well, yeah, but he's going to tilt the judiciary in a more conservative direction. And so I'm going to hold my nose and I'm going to vote for him because the ends justify the means.
Right, because a Supreme Court nominee or a Supreme Court appointment is, you know, 30, 40 years could be for a young man. A president only lasts eight, if that.
Matt Schlapp, a prominent Trump surrogate, Kavanaugh friend and chair of the American Conservative Union, said there will be huge consequences for any Republican who backs away. We will score the vote on Judge Kavanaugh and we will hold them accountable.
Wow. So even if it's found out that he's had wrongdoing in the past or that any of these accusations are true, any Republican who backs away from him will be demonized? That's terrible.
A lot of people think this is a last-minute Hail Mary on the part of the Democrats to blow up the nomination, to scuttle the nomination. I'm not saying I agree with them, but a lot of people say, well, why didn't this woman come forward sooner? And we talked about this in the 3 o'clock hour.
Yes.
It took her many, many years. She went on record back in 2012 with these accusations, but it took her a long time, you know, and she was scared of the repercussions for this very reason, that there would be blowback on her, her family, her motives would be questioned, her life would be under a microscope. And that is, in fact, what is happening.
Of course, we have our Minnesota connection today with Republican Senator Scott Newman from the 18th District. On Twitter, he tweeted out, "I don't believe her," said that she self-righteously came forward. He writes, even if true, teenagers, I don't believe her. This type of allegation seriously jeopardizes women with a legitimate claim for who will believe them. You know what? We don't believe women anyway when they come with legitimate claims. It's often the case with sex crimes that perpetrators are not punished. Just look at denied justice. It led our news today. Lori Swanson is creating this task force because we are not properly adjudicating sex crimes. So you know what? By the way, Brett Kavanaugh is going to get confirmed. You know that, right? I mean, unless this goes past the midterms and Democrats flood in to Congress, he's going to get confirmed.
I have no idea how this is going to turn out.
I'm sure that'll. Unless the midterms play a role.
All you can ask is that people keep an open mind and respond to evidence and data and not rumor and innuendo and salacious whatever. And again, I think the truth will come out. We're peeling away at this onion. Democrats are demanding, Jor, that the FBI be given time to reopen the background investigation into Brett Kavanaugh so it can check into these assertions.
The president does not want that to happen, by the way. He does not want the FBI to do an investigation into Brett Kavanaugh.
He said, I don't think the FBI really should be involved because they don't want to be involved, the president said. I feel so badly for Brett Kavanaugh, what he's going through. To be honest with you, this is not a man that deserves this. One of the threads, one of the questions, and I've seen a lot of this on the comment line, somebody said, isn't it amazing that this woman is cussing, I don't know if that's the word that they intended to use, Judge Kavanaugh, is also the same woman whose parents were in a court case involving their house, and it was Judge Kavanaugh's mom that ruled in the case. And I've seen this a few times, and did a little bit of digging around, and sure enough, a 1996 foreclosure case, Judge Martha Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh's mom, ruled against Ralph and Paula Blasi, possibly providing motive for revenge for their daughter, Christine, against Judge Kavanaugh's son, Brett, a Supreme Court nominee, as we all know. The theory is that Blasi Ford, in making the allegations against Kavanaugh, was motivated by intergenerational revenge, a desire for revenge, centering on this 22-year-old civil case heard in Montgomery County, Maryland. Snopes.com, and you can check this out for yourself, looked into this, and they said that Martha Kavanaugh did, in fact, preside over certain parts of a 1996 foreclosure case involving Ralph and Paula Blasi, who are Christine Blasi Ford's parents. However, Kavanaugh actually ruled favorably toward the Blasis, who ended up keeping their home. These two facts caused the logic of the conspiracy theory, the revenge theory, to collapse.
Shocking.
So, again, keeping an open mind, let's see what comes out. When they're both under oath again next Monday, giving testimony under oath, let's see what comes out.
It's 518. We're going to talk to Chris Atterbury about the Twins lighting things up around here when we return on CCO.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
She's singing about you.
Yeah, and I am. I'm trouble. Trouble, I tell you. Chris Atterbury calling the Twins game tonight. About to do the pregame show.
I like Hammer's name for the Tigers, the Motor City Kitties. Have you heard that, Chris?
I have. I've heard it from him. So I don't know if that if that discredits the source or not.
Well, it might, yeah.
You two spend a lot of time together?
Yeah, we actually, we don't call him the Hammer, though. We call him the Big Bear Claw.
Ooh, I like
the
that.
The Bear Claw.
Yeah, we named him after his favorite donut.
I like that.
You got the best nicknames, Hammer. Yeah.
I'm used to Hammer.
Chris, a good, a great win. Any win's a great win, but they looked, Twins looked good last night. Can we keep the... keep this going?
I hope so. You know, Jake Odorizzi flirted with a no-hitter last time out, and he'll go today against a team statistically the worst offense against right-handed pitching in the American League. So you'd like to think that there's a chance there. You know, it's even though the teams are out of it, you know, last week alone we saw a near-perfect game and a near-no-hitter. So you never know. You never know what's going to happen when you show up at the ballpark.
The near-no-hitter. I was watching that game. I'm sorry I wasn't listening on the radio, but I was actually watching that game. It's so exciting.
You watch... or you listen, or you go to Target Field because you love baseball. Yeah, of course we love it when the Twins win, but it's just something, taking a mental health break and diving into baseball seems, especially now, like sweet relief.
Chris, what do you do when the near no-hitter's happening? Because my husband said, oh my gosh, he's got a no-hitter going. And I said, shh! You know, I start yelling at him. Do you have weird superstitions that you guys do?
You know what?
Do?
No, I don't. And Corey and I are kind of in agreement on this. We called a no-hitter together that Jared Weaver threw against the Twins in Anaheim. And the two of us both agree, and there are some broadcasters who would disagree with us, that you have to let the listener know what's going on. Because let's say you're driving home from work, and you're only in the car 5 minutes, and you hear us say, oh, and that's, you know, seven innings, it's 1-0, and you go in the house, and you wake up in the morning, you're like, what? He had a no-hitter going?
Yeah,
what didn't anybody tell me?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you owe it to people to let them know what's going on. I mean, we're not hiring a skywriter or anything.
Right.
You know, you're
going to
be subtle about it. But I do believe in sharing that information. I will tell you, I know people in the business who have lost jobs over that opinion. They were in the interview process to join existing radio teams, and they were asked their opinions, and they said that, and the guy that... was kind of the incumbent was like, nope, you should never talk about it. You're not getting the job. So it's kind of a controversial deal.
Snap. That's tough.
Well, yeah. there's a little inside baseball for you.
Yeah,
there you go.
We know you have to get ready, so we'll get you out of here, Chris. But great to talk with you.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, see ya.
Chris Atterbury from the Twins Radio Network. Always good insight from him.
You're off tomorrow. Yom Kippur.
For those observing, have an easy and meaningful fast, and I will be back here on Thursday.
You have much to atone for.
I do.
Can you tack a day or two on?
I'll start early. I'm sorry.
Going to miss you tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
But we'll keep it going, and you're back in the saddle on Thursday. And we'll be back right after this on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.